Welcome back to the Sports Call here on Tiger 93.9 FM and streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. J.J. Jackson and Tom Peavy getting a chance to chat with Brad Nessler, the voice of the SEC, here on Sports Call. Brad, thanks for the time. How
are you? J.J., good to see you. Tom, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good.
Good to see you. It's football season now.
I know. You know, it's my wife always says that as soon as the 4th of July party's over, it takes us about 2 days to clean the place up, and then she goes, I know I've lost you for the rest of the year. So why don't you just go to Hoover or Atlanta, wherever the meetings are, and I'll see you in December.
Yeah, back in the Atlanta. Traditional setting here in Birmingham, and then, of course, we'll be back on the road in Atlanta in 2020. Commissioner Sankey said yesterday in the Nashville in 2021. But the crazy thing that we always talk about, and we will continue to talk about this, Brad, is once this week's over, we're so fired up for football now, and then it's like another 4 or 5 week wait until we actually get to play.
I know. This does get me a little bit more excited, I think, because, you know, from the time spring ball's over until – the summer hits, all my neighbors and everybody I know is, are you ready for football? I keep saying, can you just give it a break? We just came off March Madness. We just did this. We just got spring done. You know, give it a second because I might want a vacation a little bit. But when you come over here and you see everybody, the media and everybody and all the coaches and players and the excitement that starts to build and knowing that we're not that many weeks away now, it does get to you now, and you got to kind of get excited.
So last year we got a chance to catch up with you and recapping the 2017 season and the fact that you were inside Jordan-Hare Stadium for two pretty big wins against back-to-back number one teams
that was
in the
crazy.
Country. Unfortunately, Brad, it wasn't the best of seasons for Auburn. No highlight game at inside Jordan-Hare Stadium. Well, what did you take away from Auburn last season?
Well, you know, I knew it would be tough on them to be able to put together what they did the year before and make the SEC championship game. So, I mean, if you don't get there, I guess everybody's disappointed. And, you know, and sometimes it works out for your cross-state friends there that they don't make the SEC championship game and then still win the national championship. So that's just the way it is sometimes, you know, and I think that the two best teams made it there last year without a doubt, and you know, I think they'll be favored probably to show up again.
Looking at Auburn this year, just what are your general thoughts on where the Tigers sit?
You know, just losing, I mean, not having Jarrett now, and you guys know more than I do. I don't know if it's Bo or who the quarterback's going to be.
I wish we could tell you.
Yeah, I wish you could tell me, too. I was going to ask you guys off the air, but you kind of got to start with that, you know.
Sure.
And if you don't have that kind of guy at that position, I think you're in a tough spot. And then to do it with either a freshman or a redshirt freshman is not easy. Now, that being said, I think there's a lot of talent back. I like the fact that the guys, you know, on the defensive line, for the most part, are back there, and they're really good. The running back might be kind of by committee. I'm not quite sure. But there's still a lot of talent on the team. It's just schedule's – I guess everybody's schedule's bad, but sometimes you look at some schedules and you go, how could we end up having to do those guys, and those guys from the other side, you know? And that's what's going to be tough for
Exciting
them.
Opportunity for Auburn to open up the year against Oregon, but then as you're saying, this year across division, you have a trip to Gainesville, plus going to A&M, and going to LSU, and then the 2-1 at the end of the year, Georgia and Alabama at home.
Really tough, really tough. I mean, South Carolina's got the worst schedule, or the toughest schedule.
Right.
A&M's is pretty bad. Auburn's is pretty bad. By bad, I mean tough.
Tough, yeah.
I wouldn't want to be coaching those spots, that's for sure.
Brad Nessler joining us here on Sports Call live from Radio Row at SEC Media Days. A theme that we're noticing this week, Brad, I'm curious your take on it. 9 quarterbacks representing the conference as they walk down Radio Row throughout the week.
Didn't even know that. I just showed up, so that's you're telling
9
me
of the 14 teams in the SEC brought a quarterback.
Well,
what does that tell you about the league when you hear that?
Well, I know that there might be one or two that aren't going to come back next year because they're going to go to the next level. So better show up while you can. I'm kidding around a little bit, but I saw Jake Fromm at the Manning Passing Academy, and we were talking about some other things. I said, you coming to Hoover? He said, I don't know yet, but I probably will. And I said, why? Because you won't get another chance, and you just started laughing at me. So, you know, it's that's some of it. But it also, it's a good position, and there's some really quality quarterbacks. I remember we talked about this last year. I think they're better because the guys that are still around are a year better. You know, Jake at South Carolina and Jake at Georgia, and you go down the list. Felipe is a heck of a lot better than he was this time a year ago, and Jarrett in Tennessee. And, I mean, we'll miss Drew Locke because he was special. But Kellen Mond and I could keep going.
Yeah.
I'm skipping Auburn because I don't know who's playing there.
Right.
But, you know, just from that standpoint, I think the fact that there's that many quarterbacks here, that means it's quality position.
Well, what we do know is that it's a two-man race at Auburn after spring ball. Gus Malzahn is going to be Joey Gatewood or Bo Nix. Both of those guys being freshmen, of course. Gatewood had the redshirt season a year ago. And that just seems to be a thing, that these freshman quarterbacks – all of a sudden are expected to almost compete for the job and play the day they step on campus.
Yeah, that's what's different than maybe 10 years ago. You know, it's just like the NFL, too. You draft a quarterback, you're putting him in there unless the guy you have is really pretty good and you just want him to learn under somebody. But the time factor, you just don't have the time anymore. And then when coaches hot seats, you know, it's an instant gratification thing. And if you got a five-star recruit at quarterback and you got a guy that's struggling, you might as well put him in there, because if he's that good, he's only going to be around 3 years anyway. I mean, how weird would it have been if Clemson wouldn't have changed quarterbacks in week four last year?
Sure.
And, I mean, look how that turned out for Trevor Lawrence. And so you just got to pull the trigger sometimes on that stuff and let it fly.
So when we look at the conference, no new head coaches
right,
in the SEC
this year. Right, that's the first in a long time, right?
It feels like it. It certainly is the case. You look at the five guys entering their second year at the program. I've been asking a lot of folks this question. We'll ask you this as well, Brad. Let's leave the big names out of that category. So I want to take out Jimbo Fisher and Dan Mullen.
Okay.
So if you look at Chad Morris at Arkansas, Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee, or Joe Moorhead at Mississippi State, of those guys, who are you curious to see what 2019 looks like?
Well, I think Joe at Mississippi State, I don't think he really, you know, installed a heck of a lot of his offense last year. He was just trying to get through with not through with Nick Fitzgerald. He had a good football player there, you know, and did a lot of things for him. But to get his system in, now, I don't know if the Tommy Stevens is going to come in a quarterback and play there or be the starter. I don't have any idea, but I think at least in year two he can put his system in. That's Joe. Jeremy, he had a lot of work to do, and being a defensive guy, he kidded around with us last year about some of the players that he had to start and they weren't good enough to be SEC players, and they've recruited like crazy, and I don't know if that's going to benefit him right away in year two or not. I think they'll be better. I said Jared Garantano, I think, is a lot better than he was a couple years ago. They got all their receivers back. Their secondary is good. They lost some guys on the front line. They should be better, but their record might not indicate it. I don't know. And then who am I missing?
Chad Morris at Arkansas.
Oh, Chad. Man. Well, that's an uphill battle, man. I don't know, man. I don't know who he's playing a quarterback either. He's got one coming in from Texas A&M, one coming in from SMU. I assume the SMU guy knows his system better than Starkle does. But that's an uphill climb. It really is. I mean, it's going to take a minute or two there, I think, to get better than two and whatever it was.
But that's what we're having to talk about with guys entering their second year because, as we said just a moment ago, no first-year coaches here in the SEC.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you have a good base of talent and you're a really good coach. I remember doing a national championship when Bob Stoops won it in his second year. Came in, had a good first year, and said, what can he do for an encore? How about win a national title? So just one of those three guys just win a national title, and there you go. Contract extension time.
So we started a little bit with the calendar, and before we let you go, so as we said, we're going to get done with SEC Media Days this week, and then, wow, 4 or 5 weeks until we actually get to play football. What do those 4 or 5 weeks look like? For Brad Nessler?
A lot of homework. We have a seminar in New York at CBS that lasts a couple days, and that's just more kind of like this, only it's rules and it's, you know, all the other stuff that's involved. And so that takes up a little time. I've got an engagement party to go to in Charleston next week, and then it's football. Wait a minute. I got 1 week in. I'm going back to my hometown for – I'm not going to tell you what high school reunion is, but I'm going back to see my buddies from high school. So I do have that coming
up.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, now, what I was going to ask, how many years is this now that you have been doing this? This is your...
Overall? Or just with CBS?
For CBS.
Well, it's my second go-around, so this will be my fifth or sixth year over two spans, but it's my 29th year between CBS and ESPN and ABC.
But just as far as being the voice of the SEC and all, I mean, are you finally getting comfortable? You had some big shoes to fill.
Oh, I did, No.
Hey, are you getting comfortable
I'm wearing my own shoes now.
You're wearing your own shoes.
I still love the shoes I filled, and I still talk to them pretty regularly. But, Yeah, I got my own shoes on. I got my own shoe contract over here, so I'm good.
Hey, is it Dan Mullen type swag though?
Oh no. Well, first of all, I don't wear tennis shoes with a suit. That looks goofy. So I saw Mullen yesterday with his shoes. Yeah. Yeah, he's got some nice ones though.
Brad, you're all too kind with your time. Thank you so
Thanks,
much for
JJ.
Joining us here.
Tom,
on Sports
good to see you, boys.
Thank you.
All right,
that's
man.
Brad Nessler here on Sports Call.